This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Multiple published reports now suggest the Centers for Disease Control will bar landlords from evicting tenants through July, one more month than planned, given enduring risks of spreading COVID. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
With unemployment still high, relief payments and jobless benefits running out, Mary Cunningham at the Urban Institute says extending government eviction bans will lead to
a collective sigh of relief for renters who are really struggling.
6 to 7 million of whom might not be able to pay their July rent, she says. But can one more month really make a difference?
31 days would be a huge help, providing renters and property owners time and protection to access the $45 billion.
Money, says Aliza Durana at the Princeton Eviction Lab, that Congress gave states for rental assistance and is just now reaching landlords and tenants. The money can't come soon enough, says Kim McCarty at Oregon's Community Alliance of Tenants.
Many of our members have been paying their rent by putting essentials on their credit card or by borrowing from family.
She says many low-income tenants are at greater risk of losing their homes now than earlier in the pandemic. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.